Sierra Leone.
Mr. President, Sierra Leone warmly welcomes the delegation of St. Vincent and the Grenadines and thanks them for their oral presentation and today's update. My delegation notes with interest how St. Vincent and the Grenadines has since its last UPR cycle sought to further improve human rights standards nationally. Two examples include the establishment of a poverty reduction strategy and in 2015, the Domestic Violence Act. Equally notable is the establishment of a national action plan to end gender-based violence. As a small island developing state, St. Vincent and the Grenadines has expressed the fact that it faces various technical and financial constraints. However, Sierra Leone is encouraged by the progress made to address some of the development issues, including through the Zero Hunger Initiative. Nevertheless, Sierra Leone would urge St. Vincent and the Grenadines to strengthen its regional collaboration efforts aimed at combating trafficking in persons. In addition, St. Vincent and the Grenadines should expedite legal reforms with regard to the enactment of the child justice laws and raise the age of criminal responsibility to 18. My delegation would like to encourage St. Vincent and the Grenadines to maintain its de facto moratorium on the death penalty with a view to abolishing it. My delegation has the following recommendations. One, while commending St. Vincent and the Grenadines for ratifying most of the major human rights treaties, they are encouraged to ratify the ICPPED and the ILO Conventions 169 and 189. Two, submit its long overdue reports to the ICESCR, ICERD, CAT, and the ICPRD. Three, raise the minimum age of marriage to 18. Four, continue to seek the needed technical assistance to enable it to meet its various human rights commitments. In conclusion, Sierra Leone wishes St. Vincent and the Grenadines a successful completion of its UPR. Thank you, Mr. President.